Hello, and welcome
to the Animal Farm Analyzers podcast
with Charlotte and Alexandra.
Yay!
Woo!
Peace of England, peace of Ireland, peace of every land and clime. Hark and well and spread my tidings of a golden future time with the Animal Farm Analyzers.
Welcome back. If you're wondering why Alexandra just went so softer, it's because we have a special guest today.
It's Riley. Hi, baby.
Hi. Yeah. We have a special guest today because this episode is a really special episode. And we've tried like nearly seven takes times of this.
So the first take, I yell Sammy because Charlotte's dog starts running towards us. And then I didn't take because I thought it was an interruption.
We had Sammy's as our guest star, and then he stole our pencil.
Yeah,
and then
he stole our pencil and almost knocked down the
table. Then he was fired on the spot. Yeah. And then our third tape, my mom asked me if we wanted cake, even though it's 9 in the morning.
And then the next three takes were us messing up a joke that we wanted to get so badly, and then we just gave up.
Yes, we will show you. Anyways, what are we talking about today, Alexandra?
Chapter 5, turning point of the book.
Yes, I agree. Do you want to give the summary?
Okay, this is Charlotte's words, and then I'll put it in my words. The stage is set for the debates, campaigning to start, as Snowball and Napoleon race to rack up votes on the issue of building a windmill. In the end, the result will have adverse consequences on the entire future of the farm. Meaning, depending on which way they go, it's like choose your own story kind of thing, where if you choose Napoleon, you know, we'll build a windmill. And it'll succeed, and we'll make more money. And Snowball, if you pick Snowball, it's, Snowball won't build one, and we'll, like, fail.
No, they'll build a windmill. But do the animals really have a choice in the end? No. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. But, Alexandra, do you want to talk about Molly right now?
Oh, boy. So, Molly, she disappears for, like, 3 days. This has nothing to do with the fact that Napoleon and Snowball are fighting, but they just are. And so the direct quote, and then Snowball and Napoleon are arguing like all the time. And Napoleon, and the direct quote from the book is, "The disputes between Napoleon and Snowball, the two disagreed at every point where disagreement was possible." So basically, I didn't even think that was possible.
The grass is green.
No, the grass is orange.
Yeah.
Or Charlotte, I think there's snow on the ground. Is that snow? Snow green, right?
No, snow's yellow.
No, snow's white.
Yeah, they disagree like every single...
Basically what we just did.
Well, of course it's yellow because Napoleon just peed on Snowball's plans for the windmill. Oh, yeah. So it turned yellow.
Of course. Like that wheat over there. Okay. That was the joke. We finally got it. We were very proud of ourselves.
Anyways, the campaigners each get slogans. Do we want to scream the slogans each time?
Not too loud because we're Riley's ears. Okay, ready? Once. Vote for Snowball and a three-day week.
Vote for Napoleon and a full management.
That was not great, but we're going to keep going.
No, we're going to keep going. But basically, their slogans are extremely different.
Yeah.
Snowball wants to give the animals less work. Napoleon wants full management. I feel like that's just saying, vote for Napoleon, vote for dictatorship. How is that a slogan? Alexandra, your thoughts?
I mean, it's already setting Napoleon up for non-success because it's already it's foreshadowing. I'm just going to spoil that. It's foreshadowing for bad things to come.
Oh, yeah. So what do we think this windmill represents?
Okay, I said it was power, but yes. I might change that to uniting them. But also
That's an interesting thought. Do you want to explain your...
Or, like, maybe giving in to the power that they're being, like, put over. Like, the animals are all being slightly controlled, and that's a problem.
So do you feel like the windmill represents control?
Yes. I think that's what that's the conclusion I can come to make. What about you? While she eats cake.
I think it represents presidency because it's, like, a presidential election. Vote for the windmill or not. But I can also see why Alexandra was saying control and was saying maybe community, because it's the first time that the animals are really involved with an issue that's going on.
It's a big bump in my sweatshirt. We love Riley.
And so there was a very unique way that Snowball goes about doing his plans.
Like, yeah.
There's a quote from the book. Alexandra, do you want to read it?
Sure. All of them, the animals, can look at Snowball's drawing one day.
Came to look at
Snowball's drawing one day. Talk about
once a day.
Once a day. So basically, they were like praising him by looking at what he drew every day.
And
they
also
like, to support him, I guess.
Snowball was
right?
very open with his plans. Like, he was like, guys, come see what I'm doing. You know, you guys should be involved.
Yeah.
And he was very open about it. Napoleon was kind of like, no, we shouldn't build a windmill just because, you know, it will take a lot of work. But is Napoleon really against the windmill?
No.
We'll find out.
I don't think he is. I think he'll stay.
Then what happens is there is election day. Final speeches. Napoleon gives barely a speech, and then Snowball gives an amazing speech, basically uniting all the animals. Should we each give a speech for Napoleon and Snowball?
Yes. Okay. Where should we find that in the book?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Napoleon stood up. Snowball stood up, for occasionally interrupted by the beeping from sheep, set for his reasons for advocating building the windmill. Then Napoleon stood up to reply. He was very quiet that the windmill was nonsense and that he advised nobody voted for it, then promptly sat down. He had spoken barely 30 seconds and it almost seemed indifferent as the effect he produced. At this, Snowball sprang to his feet and shouting down the sheep, who had been beeping again, and broke into a passionate peal in favor of the windmill. Until now, the animals had divided their sympathies, but the moment Snowball's
eloquence
had carried them away. So they're like, Snowball, Snowball, Snowball.
Woo, 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 woo.
And we're almost done with this issue, but is the windmill really up to the animals in the end?
It's really not. It's up to the government and the leader at that moment.
But this
no,
is what
it's
we're
not gonna, necessarily.
Well, not really. It's up to whoever says, I've trained 9 dogs to take over here.
And we're going to show you what's going to happen. And then it does happen. What happens, Charlotte?
Napoleon takes over with... Do you remember chapters ago when we said Napoleon starts training 9 dogs and takes them away?
The puppies!
He's training them to take over. And
well, they're grown now.
Yeah, they were chasing after Snowball. And really, Napoleon's now like, okay, no, this is done. This is what is going to happen.
Can you read it?
Ready for this? Okay.
Where? This is from the book. They were unnecessary.
The Sunday meetings.
Oh, yes. So he announced that from now on, Sunday morning meetings would come to an end. They were unnecessary, he said, and wasted time. In future, all questions related to working on the farm would be settled by a special committee of pigs, presided over by himself, Napoleon. These pigs would meet in private and afterwards communicate their decision to the others. The animals would still assemble on Sunday mornings to salute the flag, sing Beasts of England, and receive their orders for the week. But there would be no more debates. Because they didn't need to.
No. Do you see that? There's less transparency. Remember, Snowball's like, come look at my plans. Napoleon's like, no, you guys are not going to find out. There's no more debates. And this is how the animals react to all this. The animals are vague. Boxer seemed vaguely troubled by this. The animals were dismayed by the announcement. Several of them would have protested if they could have found the right arguments.
Yeah.
So the animals are not happy about this.
If they were smart enough to argue.
Yeah, but who's smart enough and does argue? 4 pigs. But do you know what happens, Alexandra? The dogs are like...
Oh, the dogs are like, I'm not having a single second more of this.
And then the pigs stop. And the dogs, you could say, represent... What do you call it? Why am I blanking on this?
What are you blanking on?
Those people in Russia who were like, no.
I don't, you're the history with Charlotte Star, so why would I know this?
I don't know.
She's researching. What else are we talking about? So, So Napoleon's site of communist leadership, where this is right where we truly start to see Napoleon's true self in his rule. What happens? What does he do to Snowball?
The dogs are the KGB. Why did I blank on this?
The KGB.
I don't know. The dogs are the KGB. Okay. They're like, none of this is happening.
He's not
so
gonna.
Snowball has, Napoleon basically takes over complete control, and the animals who are against this, Willow responds, comrade, I trust every animal here appreciates the sacrifice that comrade Napoleon has made to gain extra labor upon himself. He doesn't labor at all.
Nope.
Do not imagine, comrades, that leadership is a pleasure. On the contrary, it is a deep, heavy responsibility. No one believes that more firmly than Comrade Napoleon, that all animals are equal. Now, this will go on. Suppose you decided to follow Napoleon with the moonshines of the windmill. Snowball, with the moonshines of the windmill. Snowball, who, as we now know, was no better than a criminal.
Yeah. So they chased him out. They got rid of him.
Yes. This kind of reminds me of, do you remember last year when we were studying Japan during World War II? And Japan basically became, whereas these generals took over without the people even realizing it. And then if any political figure got too, you know, big and they had opposing views, they would be like, take that person out.
They're getting kicked out. They're not allowed in here. They're going to leave now.
Yeah, that's basically what they're doing to Snowball. But anyways, before we end this off, what does Napoleon decide in the end?
I don't know. What does he decide?
Let's build a windmill.
Oh, yes. After all of that of arguing with Snowball, I think it was just to take the attention away from him just so he could sneak up and be like, bam, I'm going to get rid of you. Let's kick him out.
No, but what was Squealer's reason that Snowball was bad? They're like, the moon shines. You'll see. They'll start contradicting themselves and be hypocrites every single chance they get.
I'm covered in fur. Oh, it's everywhere. It's okay.
So before we leave, we want to say a special thanks to our guest star, Riley.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Riley, for being here today. You are such a good bunny. You are
now,
so
cute. Now, we know it's a bit out of your comfort zone, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are
you taking him away? Don't take him away. She took him
away. Join us next chapter to find out what happens under Napoleon's rule.
Oh, boy.
And thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Alexandra? Do you have anything else you would like to say before we leave?
Nope, I'm good. But there's a really cute dog walking past us, and it's really cute. All right.
Would you like to say how much fur you have?
Oh, yes. It's covering. Oh, don't. Oh, no. It's so cute. Oh,
he's so cute. That's what Alexandra would
That's
like
our
to
conclusion
tell you.
For the day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.